It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, April 28th, 2021. It's the birthday of American playwright and screenwriter Robert Woodruff Anderson, born in New York in 1917. He received two Academy Award nominations for Best Writing, screenplay based on material from another medium, for the dramatic films The Nun's Story in 1959 and I Never Sang for My Father in 1970, which was based on his original play. The son of Myra and James Houston Anderson, a self-made businessman, Robert was educated at Phillips Exeter Academy, which he later said he found to be a lonely experience. While there, he fell in love with an older woman, an event which later became the basis of the plot of his play Tea and Sympathy, which was also adapted successfully for the screen. The play made its Broadway debut in 1953 and was made into an MGM film in 1956. Both starred Deborah Carr and John Kerr. Anderson also attended Harvard University, where he earned an undergraduate as well as a master's degree. After serving in the United States Navy during World War II, he studied at the dramatic workshop of the New School. He began his career as a writer during the early years of television for such programs as the Philco Television Playhouse, the Goodyear Television Playhouse, and the United States Steel Hour. In addition, Anderson co-produced the theater productions of Sabrina Fair, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Time Remembered, and The Rope Dancers. He also achieved success with You Know I Can't Hear You When the Water's Running, a collection of 4 one-act comedies which opened in New York in 1967 and ran for more than 700 performances. His other successful Broadway plays were Silent Night, Lonely Night in 1959 and I Never Sang for My Father in 1968. He wrote the screenplays for Until They Sail and The Sand Pebbles. He also authored numerous television scripts, including the TV play The Last Act is a Solo in 1991 and the novels After and Getting Up and Going Home in 1978. Anderson was inducted into the American Theater Hall of Fame in 1981. He was married to Phyllis Stoll from 1940 until her death in 1956, and to actress Teresa Wright from 1959 until their divorce in 1978. Anderson died of pneumonia on February 9, 2009, at his home in Manhattan. He was 91. He had suffered from Alzheimer's disease for 7 years. Long an ardent supporter of the rights of authors in the theater, he was a member of the Dramatists Guild of America and was elected president in 1971. He continued to serve the nonprofit organization until 1973. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 28th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.